While fires and drought continue in much of the country, communities in the west have had some good weather news. The first cyclone of the season has brought some much-needed relief to pastoralists in Western Australia, many of whom have had their lowest rainfall on record in the past 12 months. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
This sound has allowed pastoralists to breathe a sigh of relief.
There's no more of a magic feel than a great start to the year, and just having that rain on the ground, there's just nothing better really, if you ask me.
Annabelle Coppin runs Yarri Station, about 90 kilometres north of Marble Bar in Western Australia's Pilbara. While she insists things haven't been as tough for her as they have been for others, she's had about half of her average rainfall in the past 12 months, and the first big rains of the wet season are very welcome.
There's already green shoots now. You know, it's not just the grass, it's all of the other different little shrubs come alive, and all the animals out there, not just cattle, I'm talking about birds and lizards and all sorts of animals. Everyone's just relieved, like I say. She's a magic thing, the old rain, isn't it?
Communities have been put on alert as ex-tropical cyclone Blake travels through central parts of Western Australia, bringing with it damaging winds and heavy rains. Several roads across the Kimberley and Pilbara regions have been closed due to flooding. But with 2019 the warmest and second driest on record for WA, many parts of the state are suffering under drought conditions, which is why so many are celebrating any rainfall, big or small.
Oh, well, that's an absolute, it's hard to explain, it's just so good to see. It really, really is.
Pastoralist Patrick Hill is the Shire President of Laverton, about 1,000 kilometres northeast of Perth. He'd only received 6 millimetres of rain when he spoke to the WA Country Hour on Thursday, but even that was enough to put a smile on his face.
It's an absolute godsend here this morning. I'll tell you what, it's put laying water around. It's the first time I've seen water laying around like this for a year or two.
And there's hope the storm might go some way to easing bushfires in the south of the state, which have forced the closure of the Eyre Highway for 11 days. The highway is the only sealed road linking WA and South Australia, and the closure has left travellers and truck drivers stranded on both sides of the border. Perth man Ben Viviers has been travelling around Australia for 16 weeks with his young family. He was hopeful they'd be able to travel home when there was news the road closures would be lifted on Wednesday, but a flare-up prevented the reopening.
You know, it's not easy to look after the kids in such a confined space, especially with the heat. Luckily, we've got aircon and we're not in immediate danger. So, I mean, there's a lot going for it at the moment, but it is taking its toll, that's for sure.
The Eyre Highway is expected to reopen in the next couple of days.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.